Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord this morning. We honor your presence this morning. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. As we begin Bible story land this morning, oh God, we thank you that you are good, you are great, and you are greatly to be praised. So, Father, this morning, even as we open up with praise and adoration to you, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, all the thanksgiving, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for leading and guiding us by your Holy Spirit. Oh God, we thank you for your precious love. Your love for us is greater than any human being, oh God. Your love for us, oh God, is more than we can even understand. We thank you for Jesus who died on the cross for us this morning. And Lord, we bless you this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're about to do in Jesus' name. Well, this morning we're going to do things just a little bit different. So, Karen, if you can just hold on for me. We have little Breland Harris from Jacksonville, Florida. I met her mother in the post office this past week. She's 2 years old, but she's going to pray. What's she going to pray, Mother? Hey, yes. Breland. Hey, Breland.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. What you going to pray? You going to pray a song for us?
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory. My glory, can you sing in the
people? Sister G, she's singing so low this morning.
What's she singing? Tell me what she's singing.
She's singing. Did you hear her?
I can hear her somewhat, yes.
Oh, go ahead. She be singing real loud, okay?
Let the church.
Yes,
I'm sorry. Breland was singing "Glory, Glory, Hallelujah,"
and she knows the whole song. She just don't want to do it this morning. I'm very sorry. Breland is. She was
no problem, Mother Harris. We appreciate. She's 2 years old. She's a child prodigy.
Yes, she was 2 to 20. She was 2 to 25th.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we thank God for her. Breland, we love you. Thank you. Ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mother, for calling in. We appreciate it.
No, said loud enough for her here. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Breland. Jesus loves you, and we love you too, Breland. Bye-bye, Breland.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you.
She say love you. She's hyped up. She has a puppy, and she wants to get to that dog this morning.
All right. Well, we're going to move
God
right along with
glory.
Bible Storyland. We thank you, Mother, for bringing her on this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. I got to rush her to rehearsal. She's doing a recital for the pastor's anniversary, so she got to go to rehearsal right now.
All right. Well, thank you so much. God bless you all.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord this morning.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
He is great. And, Father, we thank you for Breland and the little Breland that you have birthed into this world. She's 2 years old, a child prodigy. And we thank you for her mother, and we thank you for Breland, oh, God. We thank you for her mother because she set her up in the way that she should go. We bless the Lord this morning. Well, you know what? We are very fortunate this morning. We are we serve an amazing God, and he still performs miracles. This morning, we have some special guests on with us. All of you are very special and precious to us. But we have some first-time visitors on. We just had Lil Bree Land on, 2 years old. She's a child prodigy. She plays the piano and sings. She was singing Glory, Glory, Hallelujah. So she woke up excited this morning, praising the Lord. So we thank God for her. Well, we have another special guest on this morning. She's an amazing woman of God. She was born in St. Augustine, Florida. She now lives in Jacksonville. And I'm very fortunate to have met her. She's a substitute teacher in the Duval Public County Schools. She is the author of the book. The book is entitled The Doctor Said. She autographed the book for me personally. There's a little friction on the phone this morning. So some of you may have to put your phone on mute. There's like a little disturbance on. So she gave me a copy of her book yesterday, and I want you to know this is an amazing woman of God. She's going to give us her testimony. She also has a bachelor's degree in psychology. So I am grateful that we met her this morning. You know, she has a testimony to share with us about God and how he's still performing signs, wonders, and miracles in the lives of people. Her name is Robin Thomas. Good morning, Sister Robin. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I am wonderful, and I am so honored to be a guest on Bible Study Land.
And go ahead and give your testimony.
Yes, well, I am thankful to God this morning for saving me and my friend George from a serious car accident. This year will be 23 years since we survived a 0% chance of recovering from injuries. My friend George sustained a traumatic brain injury, and I sustained a broken neck spinal cord injury. The doctor said that my friend George would only live 24 hours because his brain and was injured so bad, along with internal injuries. And my family was told by the doctor that I had broken my neck in three places with a spinal cord injury, that I would never walk again, and to find a nursing home to place me in. Fortunately for me, to have parents who love me and know God and trust the word of God, did not listen to what the doctor said. They brought me home in spite of his words. And I'm so thankful to them. They brought me into this world, and they saved my life and just prepare a future for me that could have been devastated by my car accident. So I honor them. Oh, Lord, I thank you for Mom and Dad. I thank you for all my seven sisters who helped me, my nieces and nephews, friends who didn't give up on me, and they helped me through the worst part, the worst time of my life. But in spite of what the doctor said, my friend George woke up out of a coma. He had serious injuries, but both of us had to go through physical therapy. We were on life support machines, but God blessed our bodies to heal, and we were maintaining our own, breathing on our own. And I thank God for that. But even after we went through physical therapy, the doctors were still very pessimistic about our outcome. But the doctor did not know that we had praying families. The doctor did not know that we knew how powerful God is. And for me, every day, rehearsing and reciting in my brain, in my spirit, my favorite scripture, Matthew 19:26, with God, all things are possible. And that is how I was able to maintain my sanity and maintain my faith that grew every day, that in spite of what the doctor said, I was leaning on the Word of God. And by praying and asking God to strengthen me and strengthen my body to go on in spite of, He blessed me after 5 years to be able to stand up and take steps again. Although I have to use special braces and a walker, but I'm up to taking 300 steps now. Hallelujah. And my friend George, his brain is working fine. He's married and have a baby girl, and life goes on. We're still great friends in communication with each other all the time, and we will ever be connected. And I just thank God for putting in my spirit to write a book entitled It, The Doctor Said, as a way of touching people to let them know that our God still reigns, and He is still performing miracles, and He still is making the lame walk. He did it for me. He did it for my friend George, and we still praying for him, praying to him, praying for strength and guidance, because if it had not been for our faith in God, we would not be here today. So I'm so glad that I was able to write a book about it so everyone would know the struggle that George and I went through. We did not give up in spite of what the doctor said. We made it because of the Word of God, and that our families were praying for us, our families and friends, that life support that we needed. And I just thank God for everyone who prayed for us and was there for us through the worst times of our lives. And now, 23 years later, we're still praising Him. And we know, and we knew then, 23 years ago, that our God was greater than our circumstance, that our God is just who He is. And I thank God for Him. Jesus, I thank You so much. And I thank You, Sister G, for allowing me just this 2 minutes to be on your talk show, on your radio, to let folks know that God still, He's alive and He's well, and He is healing us. He's healing His people, and He's strengthening His people, and He's still doing everything that we read about in the Bible every day. I give all my honor and glory to God. Thank You so much.
Thank you, Robin. Oh, my God, what a blessing. I almost am speechless. When I met Robin, I saw the miracle that God had performed with her life. And then she told me the testimony. She even gave me a book, an autographed it called The Doctor Said. And, you know, I'm always saying on Bible Storyland about the great physician. Many of us, you know, put our faith and trust in the doctor. But Dr. Jesus, Jehovah Rapha, is a mighty healer. And Robin Thomas is a great testimony about the miracles that God is still performing today. So I thank God, hallelujah. I thank God for Robin. She holds on to His unchanging hand. Her faith is unwavering. She believes in the Most High God. When things have gotten rough with her life, she held on to the Word of God. And I thank God for a praying family. They prayed her through situations. Now let me tell you, she only told you I'll tell you, she only told you part of the testimony. But I know if she gave you the details of it, my God, it's so amazing the things that He's done in her life. The days when she really thought she was gone, He revived her. Oh, God, and He revived her. So I thank God for signs, wonders, and miracles. Like she said, He still heals today, and she's a living testimony, and her friend George. So I thank God for this book. Robin, we are so grateful that you took time out to be with us on Bible Storyland. And, Father God, I lift up Robin Thomas, your faithful servant, who is a living witness that you are a supernatural God. a living witness that you saved her and her friend George. Oh, God, you saved them from the hands of the enemy that tried to kill them because he knew the greatness that you put on the inside of them. But, Lord, oh, God, I thank you that the enemy was defeated on their behalf, oh, God, and he's still defeated on our behalf. So, Father, I thank you for Robin. I thank you for her husband. I thank you for her father and her mother and her family, her sisters and brothers and the entire family. Oh, Father God, bless them. Give them favor, favor, favor. And so we bless and honor your presence this morning in all of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well,
amen.
Thank you so much, Robin. You're welcome. And we thank God for you. You're come on at any time. You're a welcome guest.
Thank you so much, Sister G. I'll be glad to come back and share the rest of my testimony.
Amen. We'll look forward to it. Thank you so much.
You have a blessed day.
You too, babe. God bless
Bye-bye.
You and your family. Our next guest is from Jacksonville, Florida. She's a teenager that is gifted with the anointing of God. Her mother and I work together. Her mother's a teacher at the school, one of the schools where I serve. And I just thank the Lord. You know, mothers are just so awesome. Her mother's made many sacrifices for her. And she has Cornelia, it's her name, Cornelia Fed. She has a great gift. And God has nurtured and strengthened that gift in her. So we welcome Cornelia Fed this morning. Good morning, Cornelia.
Good morning.
May I ask how young you are?
15.
15 years old. My God, I can remember when I was 15. So I thank God that she was brought up, trained up in the way she should go. What are you going to sing this morning, Cornelia?
I'm going to sing Order My Steps.
Amen. Go right ahead, baby.
Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Humbly I ask thee, teach me your will. While you are working, help me be still. Satan is busy, God is real. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Bread on my tongue, let my words edify. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. Take charge of my thoughts, most day and night, please. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. I want to walk worthy. My calling to fulfill, please order my steps, Lord, and I'll do your blessed will. The world is ever changing, but you are still the same. If you order my steps, I'll pray.
Powerful voice. My God, my God, I thank God for Cornelia Fed, the one who is anointed to sing praises unto the Lord. I'm looking forward to those CDs, Cornelia. I know you're going to be
okay.
Public. All right. Well, I know she had to go this morning to a practice, so we thank God for you. Cornelia, I want to come and hear you sing in person now, so You keep in touch with me. Give your mom a hug and tell her I said Happy Mother's Day. Is she listening?
Yes, ma'am.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. That's my good friend, my work partner. You know, we met, and I thank God for her. We became like instant sisters and friends in the Lord. And she told me about her daughter, Cornelia. I'm like, oh, my God, what a blessed child she is. And, you know, Cornelia's mother, Yolanda, has made many sacrifices for Cornelia because of the gift on the inside of her. She discovered it. And I tell you what, she makes sure Cornelia get to those practices and do those things that's going to, you know, continually make the gift stronger in her. So we bless the Lord for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Cornelia this morning and her mom and her family, those who love her dearly, oh God. I thank you for the gifts and talents that you put in Cornelia, Lord God. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, that Cornelia, oh God, will continually call on your name. We thank you, Lord God, for her salvation, healing, and deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for severing ties from her that's not like you. We thank you, Lord God, for leading her on the path of righteousness for your name's sake. And, Father, we pray a hedge of protection around Cornelia and all the little young ones that are on the radio this morning. Bree Lynn, oh God, and even Zachary, who is our next guest. So we thank you this morning for what you've done on Bible Storyland. We love you, Cornelia.
Love you, too.
All right. Have a great day, and I look forward to hearing from you soon, those CDs, and even I want to come hear you sing in person.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen, amen. Well, our next guest coming up, oh, my God, I was in Walmart yesterday. And I was coming out of Walmart. I was in the parking lot. And the Lord led me to pray for this, his grandmother and Zachary. And I tell you what, Zachary is an amazing 12-year-old. He has a gift. And I was praying for he and his grandmother. And when I finished praying, Zachary quoted some scriptures for me. So this morning, Zachary is going to be saying the word of God for us this morning. So I want you to listen to this young man. Good morning, Zachary. How are you? Uh-oh. Hold on 1 second. Hold on, Zachary. Hold on. Zachary, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
All right. I thank you so much for patiently waiting this morning. He has been on. He was the first guest on Bible Storyland this morning. And so he's been on since about a quarter to 9 this morning. I thank God for his patience, and he has such a great anointing, and he has a pastoral call on his life. You know, like David. David was called when he was a boy, and Zachary's been called as a boy. So, Zachary, I want you to tell people what you told me this morning from the Word of God.
Okay, as y'all know, Galatians 5:15 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and against such there is no law." Galatians 5:22.
Amen. And that's what he quoted for me yesterday. And you know he's full of the fruit of the Spirit? Zachary James has love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, long-suffering, meekness, temperance. He has the fruit of the Spirit on the inside of him. And I tell you what, he knows it by heart. Now, let me tell you, I'm almost certain those are not the only scriptures that he knows, because he's full of the Word. He has been trained by his parents in the way that he should go, and he is an anointed young man at 12 years old. Zachary, what grade are you in?
Ma'am?
What grade are you in?
Oh, I'm in seventh grade.
Seventh grade. My God. What an awesome young man. He lives here in Jacksonville, Florida. And I thank God for you. Thank you so much, Zachary. And, Lord, I lift up Zachary this morning. Your son, Zachary, one with a call on his life. And I thank you for what you're doing in Zachary's life, oh, God. I thank you for blessing him in safety and peace. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for keeping those holy angels dispatched around him, around Cornelia, around the young ones that came on this morning, Breland Harris, oh, God, around Robin, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Robin Thomas. Thank you for what you're doing. And these young people, oh, God, you're moving mightily. We thank you for the Joshua generation that was on the line this morning. We bless and honor you, and we thank God in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, Zachary, I'll put you on mute, but you stay on and listen as long as you want. We got more guests on this morning. Well, you know what? God is so awesome. And next we have Minister Donna Hawkins on from Paducah, Kentucky. Let me see where she is. Hold on. She's on here, I know. I saw her come on. So I'm going to put her on live with us right now. I think this is her number right here. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing fine. And how about you?
I'm doing great. And I am so joyful this morning. All the people I met this past week that came on Bible Storyland, including you and the regular guests that come on, I am blessed and just joyful in the Lord, praising his name.
Yes, ma'am. My husband and I have enjoyed your Bible Storyland today. We're headed to Louisville, Kentucky. Our niece, Borgia, had a baby on Thursday, a little girl named Victoria Danielle. So we're going to call her Tori. We're on our way to Louisville to get a look at this beautiful baby.
Oh, my God. I know she is beautiful because, you know what, when I go in the classroom, God is birthing such beautiful children. Beautiful.
Yes, ma'am.
I look around and I say, oh, my God, they're born alert. They're born smart, like Daniel and his friends. Now tell me the baby's name again. We're going to be praying for her, and we pray.
The baby's name is Victoria Danielle. Victoria Danielle.
Amen. Well, we pray with our prayers.
Her mom is my husband's niece. Her mom is the daughter of my husband's only sister. My husband's sister passed away in 2001, so this is a very special baby to us, just a very special baby. And we have the victory. That's why she's named Victoria. And her dad's name is Daniel, so that's where we got the Danielle.
All right, amen, amen. All right, what are you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to do one verse of God's Amazing Grace. The song is so powerful, and I do know that it has three verses, but I'm only going to sing one verse in the course today.
All right.
I was young, but I recall singing songs was mother's joy. As the shadows gathered at the close of day, as I sat upon her knee in those days that used to be, as she sang of God's amazing grace, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm fine.
Amen. Amen. You know what? God is an amazing God. You know, we were all blind at one time, spiritually blind. But God has opened our eyes to see what he wants us to see. And he's showing us great things in this hour. So, Minister Donna Hawkins, I thank God for you. Now, let me tell you something. Minister Donna Hawkins don't twiddle her thumbs. She's a busy woman of God. She's on the battlefield daily. She and her husband go different places and sing and minister, and she is the pastor of a church. So you know she has her hands full. And she not only sings, but she preaches the word of God. She's brought the word many times on Bible Storyland. So I thank God for her and her husband. And I got to visit with them, oh, my God, about last month in Jacksonville, Florida. It was such an honor to be in the presence with them. Oh, my God, I enjoyed them so much. We laughed and talked and prayed and just stayed in the presence of God. So I thank God for them. God bless you, woman of God. And, Father, as they travel this morning to go, oh, God, to see their little niece, Victoria Danielle Daniels. Oh, God, bless that baby like never before. We thank you, Father God, for the anointing on Victoria's life. And we thank you that she shall live long, fruitful life. We claim her for your kingdom, oh, God. And we thank you for her parents that you birthed her through them. And so, Father, I pray the safety for the Hawkins family this morning as they travel, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So we bless and honor and we thank you because you are great and greatly to be praised in Jesus' name. Thank you again for that song, Amazing Grace. Well, let me see if Jackie came on yet. I just talked to her a minute ago. All right. Yes, she's on here. We got family on this morning on Mother's Day. So I want to wish each of you a happy Mother's Day. Jackie Travis from Jacksonville, Florida. She's the cousin of Minister Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm so sorry I forgot to come on earlier. I was watching a picture on Eve about the man that God wanted the man to build the ark, and he didn't understand it. I'm watching it now. But I forgot. I said, I forgot to get on. So I'm on now. Thank God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What are you going to sing?
Victory is mine.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind, 'cause victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. And I told Satan to get thee behind, 'cause joy today is mine. When I woke this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I knew the Lord would bring me out. So I got down on my knees. I said, Lord, help me please. And victory today is mine. Love today is mine, Lord. I told Satan to get thee behind, 'cause love today is mine. Peace is mine, Lord, peace is mine, peace. Today is mine, Lord. And I told Satan, Lord, to get thee behind, 'cause peace today is mine. 'Cause when I woke up this morning, Lord, I didn't have no doubt, 'cause I knew the Lord would bring me out. So he got down on my knees. I said, Lord, help me please, and victory today is mine. Amen.
Amen, amen. I thank God. Victory today is ours. And we serve an amazing God, and his grace is awesome and sufficient for us. So I thank God for you, Jackie. I thank God for those who've been on Bible Storyland this morning early. So we are blessing the Lord for each of you. I thank God for you. Well, you know what? I was on a powerful show last night, 11 o'clock. I think we got off after 1 o'clock. Bishop David Bryan has a prayer line on Friday nights. And I tell you what, the testimony was awesome. The singing, the praise to our King was awesome. And the prayers were, oh, my God, reaching heaven. So I thank God. Good morning, Bishop. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Sister G?
I am doing great. Thank the Lord for you.
God bless you. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day to you and to all of the mothers.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, you're a mother in your own right.
Amen. I'll tell you what. Got plenty of spiritual children all over the world. Seems like the world.
That's a good thing, and it is good to be on this morning. I purpose to be on to celebrate with you Mother's Day. I love you, and I don't get a chance to talk to you often, but I love you.
I love you more.
And you just keep on praying. God is working miracles. We thank God for the mothers and the women. Y'all been praying for us hard-headed men for a long time. And I appreciate it, and I just want to tell you thank you. God bless you. And thank God for hearing Pastor Donna and her husband, and they're traveling, and God bless them. Bless them as well. We've been praying for them as well. Didn't know they were traveling today. They've been traveling a lot, but we're praying for them. And also you, Sister G, we're praying for your business, that God would just, oh, God, blow it out the water.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. We appreciate you. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on. Love you. May God continually richly bless you and surround you with favor and his precious love. And his virtue, his healing virtue. Amen. Amen. Father, I thank you for Bishop David Bryan, your servant, a man of war who is victorious over death, hell, and the grave. You have given him life and life more abundantly, Lord. He's an overcomer, oh God, and he knows your supernatural power, Lord God. He knows that you are Jehovah Rapha. He knows the doctors are limited, but he definitely serves the unlimited physician. His faith is unwavering, unshakable, because he knows where his hope, where his trust is in you, oh God. So we ask you to bless him like never before in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for Karen Itell this morning. She has patiently waited. She's going to be playing a song of praise unto the Lord this morning. Karen, I apologize for the shift. Well, what are you going to play this morning?
I am going to play Shout to the Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. are shouting to our God this morning. We're giving him shouts of joy, praise, and honor unto our King. So I thank God for each of you this morning, coming on Bible Storyland, taking our time on your Saturday morning. We have had a hallelujah good time. There are many, many special days on our calendar. But tomorrow is a very special day because we will be honoring our mothers. And I thank God for the mother that he gave me. She's gone to glory, but I still thank God for her. I honor her. I tell you what, she trained me up the way I should go, and I thank God for her. She's valuable to me. I think about my mother almost daily, and I miss her so much. So I honor my mother this morning as we honor mothers. Today we'll honor mothers on Bible Storyland. We want you to know we love each one of you mothers, and we thank God for you. You are the one who carried the little ones in the womb. We also honor our spiritual mothers, those who are mothers in the spirit. They have many spiritual sons and daughters. The word of God in Psalms 113:9 says, "He maketh the barren woman to keep house, to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord." God gives women that are childless, you know, households and, you know, children to raise. So he's making us joyful mothers of children. So we say hallelujah to our King. We serve a great God. Through women, generations are birthed. So we honor our grandmothers. We honor, like I said, through women, generations of birth. Our seed and our seed seed and our seed seed of birth through our generations of women. We honor our grandmothers who birthed our mothers. And we honor our grandmothers who birthed, whose great-grandmothers birthed them. We honor great-great. I'm sorry, would you put your phone on mute? Some sound is coming out. We honor great-great-grandmothers. We honor those whose lives came through, who went through pains of birth. And I'm telling you, giving birth is not easy. I've never given physical birth, but spiritual birth. And that's a little painful as well, but not as much as physical birth. So I thank God for those who sacrificed and who gave life. I speak blessings of excellent health and strength over every mother today, especially those on Bible Storyland. I speak blessings of contentment, abundant joy, and peace over each mother on Bible Storyland. I speak peace of mind, happiness, and love over each mother this morning. I honor you for your willingness not only to birth children, but your willingness to be a mother. In the Webster's Dictionary, he defines mother as a maternal tenderness, one who gives affection. Mothers care for and they nurture and they discipline. They train up children in the way that they should go. So to you this morning, we say, Happy Mother's Day! Happy Mother's Day! Happy Mother's Day! Happy Mother's Day. And I wish I could really say it in a more meaningful way, because you deserve honor today. You deserve honor, not just on Mother's Day once a year. You deserve honor every day. Now I want to read this to you. This is called The Meanest Mother in the World. Some of you probably have heard it before, but this is by Bobby Pingora. It was written in 1967. I had the meanest mother in the whole world. While other children ate candy for breakfast, I had to have cereal, eggs, and toast. When others had cookies and candy for lunch, I had to eat a sandwich. As you can guess, my supper was different from other kids also. But at least I wasn't alone in my suffering. My sister and my brothers had the same mean mother as I did. My mother insisted upon knowing where we were at all times. You think we were on the chain gang in the prison. We had to know, she had to know who our friends were and where we were going. She insisted if we said we'd be gone an hour, that we'd be gone 1 hour or less, not 1 hour and 1 minute. I'm nearly ashamed to admit it, but she actually struck us, not once, but every time we had a mind of our own and did as we pleased. The poor belt was used more on our seats than it was to hold up Daddy's pants. Can you imagine someone actually hitting a child just because the child disobeyed? Now, can you begin to see how mean she really was? We had to wear clean clothes and take a bath. The other kids always wore their clothes for days. We reached the height of insult because she made our clothes herself just to save money. Why, oh, why did we have to have a mother who made us feel different from our friends? The worst is yet to come. We had to be in bed by 9 each night and up at 8 every morning. We couldn't sleep till noon like our friends. So while they slept, my mother actually had the nerve to break the child labor law. She made us work. We had to wash dishes, make beds, learn to cook, and all sorts of cruel things. I believe she laid awake at night thinking up mean things to do to us. She always insisted upon us telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, even if it killed us, and it nearly did. By the time we were teenagers, she was much wiser, and our life became even more bearable. None of this tooting the horn of a car for us to come running when our friends came out. She embarrassed us to no end by making our dates and our friends come to the door to get us. If I spent the night with a girlfriend, can you imagine she checked on me to see if I was really there? I never had a chance to elope to Mexico. That is, if I had a boyfriend to elope with. I forgot to mention this. While my friends were dating at the mature age of 12 and 13, my old-fashioned mother refused me to let me date at the age of 15 or 16. 15, that is, if you dated only to go to a school function. And that was maybe twice a year. Through the years, things didn't improve a bit. We could not lie in bed sick like our friends did and miss school. If our friends had a toe ache, a hangnail, or a serious ailment, they could stay home from school. Our marks in school had to be up to par. Our friends' report cards had beautiful colors on them, black for passing and red for failing. My mother, being as different as she was, would not settle for nothing less than ugly black marks. As the years rolled by, first one and then another, the other of us was put to shame. We were graduated from high school, every one of us, with our mother behind us, talking, hitting, and demanding respect. None of us was allowed the pleasure of being a dropout. My mother was a complete failure as a mother. Out of 3 children, a couple of us attained some higher education. None of us have ever been arrested, and to whom do we have to blame for the terrible way we turned out? You're right, our mean mother. Look at the things we missed. We never got to march in a protest parade. We never got to smoke pot. We never got to be a part of a riot or draft or burn our cards, our draft cards, and a million and one other things that our friends did. She forced us to grow up into God-fearing, educated, honest adults, men and women of integrity. Using this as a background, I'm trying to raise my three children the way my mother raised us. I stand a little taller, and I'm filled with pride when my children call me mean. Because, you see, I thank God he gave me the meanest mother in the whole world. So I thank God for the person that wrote that. And you know what? I never really thought about my mother as mean. To me, she did what she needed to do to make sure I became who I needed to become. And I'm still becoming who she put the belt to become. So I thank God for mothers. Be honored today on Bible Storyland. Happy Mother's Day again. God honors his word above his name. His word is able to deliver and set us free. Our speaker this morning is a young woman in her early 20s, and the word of God is written on the tables of her heart. We honor her mother this morning, for her mother trained her up in the way she should go. This young woman has accomplished much in her young life. She wrote the vision God gave her, and she continues to do it. Her name is Tashana LaPierre. She graduated from the University of Miami. She is a nurse in Jacksonville, Florida, an entrepreneur. She owns her own business. She has an anointing to sing. She has a beautiful anointed voice. I'm waiting to hear those CDs that she's going to be publishing. And, you know, she has a business. She's going to tell us a little bit about her business this morning as well. Good morning, Tashana. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, I know she's in her 20s. How old are you, Tashana?
I'm 24.
24. She probably thinks
yes.
She's an old lady, but she's very young. I met Tashana 15 or 16 years old. And you
yes.
know what? She like I told you, she has her own business. She's just 24. But she's graduated from college. She's a nurse in one of the hospitals here. And I tell you what, she's a woman of integrity. And I appreciate you, Tashana. So let God have his way. She's going to bring the word this morning. Tell us about your business first.
Okay. My business is healthcare staffing. And you can get more information on facebook.com/fulloutwellness. And I staff CNAs, LPNs, RNs, where there's a need. So
okay.
that's the business.
You text that to me later on, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, well, let God have his way.
Well, good morning, everyone. Today I will speak about God's blessings. I know a lot of people have heard about God's blessings, but I'm going to speak today also about God's wisdom, which is the way in which the Spirit of God helps us get to his blessings. Amen. Join with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and it begins by saying, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excelling of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God." Verse 6, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet the wisdom of this world, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, that come to naught." Verse 7, "But we speak in the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I had not seen nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. but God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Verse 15, but he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. So starting at verse 6, it says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. So the wisdom of man, the wisdom of this world, self-righteousness, do not amount to anything. And verse 7 says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. But the wisdom of God is saying that that's going to amount to our glory. And when it goes down to verse 9 and says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor has it entered into the heart of a man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. That is the glory of God. What God has prepared for us is the glory of God. But here it's saying that you must seek God's wisdom. And furthermore, it says in verse 10, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. So seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, so that his wisdom will be revealed to you by his Spirit for your glory, for the things that you need in your life. And when you go down to verse 14, it says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. That means if you are not connected to God, if you are a natural man, how can you receive from the Spirit of God? There's no way that you can receive that, because it's spiritually discerned. So you must be connected to God. And as it says in Matthew verse 6, chapter 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So you must seek him first. You must be in spiritual communication with him. You must love him. You must have the mind of Christ. You must be led by the Holy Ghost to have the revelation of his wisdom for your life in order to reap what he has prepared for you. That is exceedingly and abundantly above all we can think or ask, as it says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. And my prayer is today, ladies and gentlemen, that you do seek his kingdom and his righteousness so that his wisdom can be revealed to you so that you can inherit the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen. Amen. I thank the Lord for that message, Tashana. It was brief but very, very powerful. And you know, the Word of God,
amen,
is awesome. His Word is so awesome, and I appreciate the Word of God. So we're thanking the Lord this morning for you, Tashana. This was called God's Blessing and God's Wisdom. And how do we get the blessing? By getting the wisdom of God. And you know, she read 1 Corinthians 2, that the gospel is preached by the power of the Spirit, and the Spirit reveals all the things to us, his children, and the natural man cannot receive from the Spirit of God. You know, before we were saved, we were natural people, but now we're supernatural people. And, you know, the word says in Matthew 6:33, she just talked about that a minute ago. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What things? You got to search it out to find out what things will be added unto you. So with God's wisdom, ask him, what are the things that he's going to add unto you? So go back, read the entire chapter, and you're going to see in Matthew 6:1 through the entire chapter, what things are going to be added unto you. So we serve a great God. He's a God of blessings, a God of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Seek God. And, you know, wisdom, you know, is a good thing to receive. Get wisdom. Get knowledge. Read Proverbs. It talks about wisdom and knowledge. So I thank you, Tashana, for that powerful word of wisdom, the blessings of God. Getting, you know, we need wisdom today, and especially our young people. And I thank God for Tashana because she is definitely a wise young woman. She has made good choices through God giving her wisdom. And, you know, I pray Joshua 1 over her when he said, let not this book of the law depart from thy mouth. Meditate on it morning, noon, and night. Obey everything that's written in it, and then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. So she's meditate on the word. She's obedient to the word. You know, many people know the word of God. The word says the devil knew the word, and he trembled. So many people can quote scriptures, many people. But I thank God for Tashana because it's written on the tables of her heart. Her mother trained her up in the way that she should go. Every time I saw Tashana, she was in church Wednesdays, Sundays, all the youth programs and different programs that went on, and she was there. So I thank God for her strength in the Lord. God has used her mightily, but wait, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the mighty things that he's going to go do through Tashana. So I thank God for Tashana. Give me the name of your business again, healthcare what?
Full Out Wellness Healthcare Staffing.
F-U-L-L?
Yes, Full Out
Wellness. Yes.
Healthcare Staffing.
Okay, Healthcare Staffing. Full Out Wellness Healthcare Staffing. Now, where is the location?
We have 2,000 locations around the world, and the main location is in downtown, 50 North Laura Street, on the Suite 2500. All appointments are by interview, which is through the Facebook site where you can schedule your interview, and it's facebook.com/fulloutwellness.
All right, all right. Well, I thank the Lord for that, for your business. You know, she sought the Lord, and he heard her, and he answered her prayers. She's a young woman. She's been bent in the knee since she probably can't remember. Bent in the knee, praying, interceding. She talked to young people. She said, you know what, you can do it. You can do it. So, Father God, I thank you for Tashana. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. I thank you for her family who loves her. I thank you for Tashana's trust in you. I thank you for the wisdom you have downloaded in her to make proper choices. I bind the hand of the enemy that would try to come and snatch her off your path. I thank you that her feet are planted on your path. She shall not sway to the left nor the right, but she shall keep her eyes fixed on you. I pray her strength in you, Lord God. I pray even more wisdom from on high for Tashana. So, Father, I thank you for all the gifts, all the talents. Oh, God, I thank you for her giving you much glory, much praise, and much honor. So I thank the Lord for you, Tashana. God bless you, and I thank you so much for coming on Bible Storyland with us. And, you know, I used to have another program on Thursdays called Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. And Tashana was my co-host. Every Thursday she come on and give words of encouragement to the young people. And she co-hosted with me. And I tell you what, this is an awesome young woman. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the mighty great things that he's going to continually do. Greater things in you, Tashana. So I bless the Lord for you. Well, you know, salvation is from God. Have you ever received the gift from God yet of salvation? Have you accepted the Lord as your personal Savior? Romans 10:9-10 says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, that you shall be saved. So salvation is free. But we have to be obedient to Father God. It says, I beseech you, brethren, men and women, boys and girls, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we got to, you know how to renew your mind. Read the word, study the word to show yourselves approved. Show yourself pleasing to God. That's how you're going to be transformed, by studying the word, by reading the word, by praying. You know, many people are out there in the world, and they think, you know, when they get on their deathbed, they're going to say, oh, God, remember me. Lord, bring me to heaven with you. Suppose they're killed instantly in a car wreck, and they don't have time to say anything. Now, come on, let's be real. We got to be saved. Now is the acceptable time for salvation. So I thank God. Is there anyone on this morning who need to be saved? Press 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody on is saved this morning. So those of us who are saved, we got to go out and touch the lost. We got to reach the lost, because there's many lost people today. Even the children are hungry to know who Jesus is. Many times when I'm in the schools, they say, Miss Gantlin, I read my Bible, and you know what? I am sad to say, when I say, what did you do on Sunday? Most of them do not even enter a church building. They don't even, some of them go to church, don't know the name of the church where they go, and they have no idea who the pastor is, or what the message is about, because they busy playing. Of course, we did that too. But thank God the word gets poured into them when they get there. But we got to get them there. You know, grandparents, we got to tell your children, look here, I sent you to church. I took you to church. You got to take my grandchildren to church. Well, you know what? Backsliding is a thing of the past. A thing of the past. You know, we got to leave the world behind. Some of us want to have, you know, one foot over here and one foot over there. Uh-uh, we can't do it. We got to leave the world behind and forget the world. Trust me, I tried it. I was slipping and sliding in the mud. It didn't work. Father God was chastising me, and I wasn't even aware that he was chastising. I just knew I was going through lots and suffering. But I tell you what, that discernment, that wisdom kicked in that I had, you know, instilled in me as a child when I went to church. And so we got to leave backsliding alone. We got to run into the presence of God. We can't backslide. We can't go backwards. We got to move forward. We got to press forward, not backwards. So Psalms 40, it says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me. He heard my cry. He brought me up out of a horrible pit. Trust me, I was in a horrible pit. Sin is a horrible pit. He brought us up out the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and established my going. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto God. Many shall see it in fear and trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and that thoughts which are toward us, they cannot be reckoned up in order. If we would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. So, you know, God is constantly thinking about us. And I tell you what, I can't begin. If I live a million lifetimes, I can't even count all the grains of sand. So you know how much Father God thinks about you. I'm talking about, I ain't talking about your church as a, I'm talking about you as an individual. I'm not talking about your pastor. I'm talking about you as an individual. God deals with individuals. When he sent Jesus to save us, it's an individual thing. We can't get in a group and say, Lord, save this group. No, we got to say, Lord, save me. Well, it's an individual thing. So I thank God for each of you that are saved on here. Go out, touch somebody who's not saved. Tell them about the Lord Jesus. That's why God said, go ye into all the world. Preach the good news of the gospel. Tell people about Jesus. Well, it is testimony time. And I know somebody on here has a testimony. I know Brother David does. Good morning, Brother David. How are you? Wait a minute. He ain't pressed one yet, so I'm going to press him, put him on. Good morning, Brother David.
Good morning, Sister G.
Did you get to hear Mother Harris and her little daughter that was on this morning?
No, ma'am. I'm afraid I might have missed it because I was in training at the same time.
All right. What you training for?
Well, this is my, that's my little martial arts training.
All right.
And I tried to get, I was getting my instructor to listen in, too, because I was getting him to listen in, too, but we got distracted, you know. But I'm sure they delivered a powerful message this morning. I apologize for missing it. But we can go on the computer and listen to it.
That's right. Anytime, 24/7, you can listen to the word. Bible Storyland is on the computer. Every lesson that we've ever taught since 2009 or 10, whenever we started coming on, I think it was 9 or something like that. So you can listen to today's message. And I'll tell you what, we had some powerful people on this morning, Brother David. One young woman wrote a book called The Doctor Said. Her name is Robin Thomas. She was on. So hopefully you'll get to listen this morning. And then we had little Breland. Remember Mother Harris, I called you the other day. She's writing a play. And she has a little daughter, 2 years old, Breland. And Breland sang and played the piano this morning. She was a little bit excited. So she played at it.
But 2 years old?
2 years old. You go back and listen. She was on there this morning.
That's a blessing.
And then
well, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Thank you, Brother David. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, you know. My mother's going to be with the Lord going on home. But
mine too.
There's so many mothers out there. We really appreciate y'all women, all y'all women that just continue to bless us and encourage us to grow physically and in mentally and spiritually. We just thankful for all y'all women. Y'all women are a blessing. You know, we are thankful for all of y'all.
Amen, amen. We thank God for you too. Yep, we have Bishop David Bryan on with us. We thank God for him. We thank God for the men because they're coming forward. They're in the Joshua, this is the Joshua generation. They're coming forward. Brother David has two sons, Dante and David Emmanuel Jr., the third. So I thank God for them. I thank God for your
Amen.
Wife. Give her a hug for me, Brother David, a real big hug,
yes.
And tell her Happy Mother's Day. That's Sister
yes,
Donna.
Ma'am.
Sister Donna Emmanuel.
You know, my birthday was yesterday, and I'm just so humbled by all the people that showed me love yesterday. They went and they made different ones made collages of me when I was at a play or when I was doing comedy and talked about how I'm unselfish and how I impact their lives. And, you know, you never really know how much people pay attention to how much you care about them. And when I have, you know, three or four different ones that just pointed out how I supported them and how I've been there for them, and I was just humble and thankful to God that he allowed me to be a blessing to somebody. And then, you know, I went to play rehearsal, and they gave me $40, and I gave it to two other ladies that were there because they had birthdays too, and they had other things happening in their life. One one, well, she probably on the line this morning. Maybe she'll tell you. But I gave it and blessed it to them, and they said, no, no, don't give away your blessing. But I'd like to be a blessing to others. You know, I'm thankful when I get a blessing, but it's more a blessing to me to be a blessing to others. And then Sister Andrina Maynard, I don't know if y'all know her, but prayers go with the family. I went, they had a musical tribute for her yesterday, and that woman's spirit was so beautiful, and oh, she was so awesome, just the smile and the energy that she brought. And, you know, a lot of people take for granted, but every day we open our eyes is a blessing. And, I mean, that's a blessing enough, because you get people in this world, they want to tell you, oh, you need to do this, you need to do this, you're missing your blessing. If you don't do this, if you don't do that, if you, I serve a God. So I can't subscribe to no fear of missing out on blessings or whatever, because I know the God that created me, you know. And when I open my eyes in the morning, that's more blessings than I can ever have.
I
so
know that's
my testimony.
Amen. Well, Karen is going to play Happy Birthday for you, and we're going to sing to you. Go ahead, Karen. Happy birthday.
It was 100 years ago, though, but anyway.
I ain't better stop that.
I thank God for you, Brother David. Oh, you are blessed on Bible Story Land. Forgive me when I don't come to those things. You know, after I work all day with the young ones, you know, I tell you what, some days I kind of, well, like, fall out.
Amen. Well, I know you with me spiritually, and that count more than anything else. You know,
amen.
And people in this world that want to see others do well and want to see them prosper in life, and those people are priceless. Once you encounter those people, don't take them for granted. I done seen, you know, on Facebook, you meet more people and you start to develop a relationship with certain people, and next thing you know, the Lord then call them home, and you be like, whoa, Lord, I ain't even experienced this much of people leaving, but with what the connections that you're making now, cherish the people that you see that don't mind speaking into your life and don't mind you going to the next level. You got to cherish those people. Lord, amen. Have mercy.
Amen. Well, I thank God for you all being on this morning. It is prayer time on Bible Story Land. So Sister Tashana and I are going to be praying prayers for people. So state your prayer request. We're going to be praying for the Hawkins family, for Jackie Travis' family, and, you know, her patients, that, and Minister Huggins, and, you know, all of those people. So state your prayer requests. Any more prayer requests, just state them. Press 1 if you are on mute. All right.
I need prayer requests.
Go ahead.
I need a prayer request for my friend Francis's daughter. Well, she's incarcerated. We need to pray that the Lord works on her heart and her mind and her soul and her whole body. You just work all on it, Lord. Just change her so when she gets out, she'll be a different person. She'll respect her elders and all. She might be able to listen to her mother sometimes, so she won't be in so much. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Jackie. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1. Okay, hold on 1 second. My good friend from New Orleans. Good morning, Carol.
Yes.
How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm asking for prayers for the Davis and the Bijou family, and prayers for everybody who needs prayers. Thank you. And continue doing a good work, Caritha. I'm very proud of you. May God continue to bless you always.
Amen. Now, you know what? She and I share two children together. They heard she
yes,
birthed.
Yes, we do.
But they mind. her oldest son used to be with me when he was like 2 or 3 weeks old. I put him in the bed with me, and he rolled right up under me. I said, Quentin, move over. I move him over. He rolled right back again. Now he's a man. How old is Quentin, Carolyn?
32.
Oh, Lord. He old. We young. And
Janae is
about
30.
Huh?
And Janae is 30.
Janae, 30 years old. Oh, my God. I had the privilege of being in New Orleans in October of last year, and I got to stay some time with Janae. I tell you what, awesome, mighty young woman of God. So Carolyn allowed her children sometime to go to church with me when we were they were little. And I remember one time Quentin was riding in the car with me. I had him hooked up in the seatbelt. He was about 3 years old, and we stopped at a red light. And I said, Quentin, the light is red. I said, watch it. Watch the light. Keep your eyes on the light. It's going to turn green. So he didn't say anything. About 2 or 3 weeks later, we were at a light. He said, go read green. Go read green. I thank God. She trained them up in the way they should go. They are, you know, them old people now. They're in their 30s. You know, these old people in their 20s and 30s. I was working with some children the other day, and we were doing some floor exercises. Now, I was on the floor with them, teaching them how to do bicycles. You know how you put yourself up in the air and you move your legs, and they go like, oh, my legs hurt. I'm talking about five-year-olds and six-year-olds, kindergarten. They tell me how their legs hurt. And then I got the chance to play some kickball. No, it was dodgeball with the second grade group. And they were like, oh, my, ouch. Ooh, that ball hurt. I said, they're just like old people. They sit on a computer. Now, they're computer whizzes. They're electronically inclined. They know all the little gadgets we don't know. They teach us that. But I tell you what, they can't run a block without giving out an errand. But I thank God for you. So we're continuing on. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1.
Minister G?
Yes.
This is Donna Hawkins. Will you please remember my mom, Valerie Newsom, my mother-in-law, Martha Hawkins, and the Hawkins family?
I got them all written down. And what was her name?
Thank you.
Victoria, Danielle, we have her written down.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, every day. Oh, look, I write that down automatically about Mother Newsom and Mother Hawkins. And you give them a hug for me, tell them Happy Mother's Day.
I sure will do that. I sure will.
They are a blessing to us on Bible Storyland.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. All right, all right. Anybody else? Prayer time on Bible Storyland. Press 1 if you request prayer. Tashana and I are going to be praying in just a moment for people. All right, well, I'm going to start the prayer. I'm going to pray for the Hawkins and family. And Tashana, if you would pray for Jackie Travis and her family. She wants prayer for also for Frances, Frances's daughter. She's incarcerated. And rebuke the spirit of rebellion from her. And pray on her a spirit of obedience to God and obedience to those who have ruling authority over her, a new mindset. And we'll go from there. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord God, for all mothers today, every mother that's birthed a child into this world, even the spiritual mothers. We lift them up before you, Father God, and we thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing for the mothers. Let them feel honored every day, not just once a year. Let us rise up and call our mothers blessed, oh God. Let us realize the sacrifices they made to birth us into this world, the sacrifice they made every day to go to work or to fix a meal for us or to get us ready for bed or to tell a story to us or to train us up, even to use the belt when we needed it, oh God. Oh, Father, we bless mothers today. We lift up Mother Hawkins, Mother Newsom, Miss Liddell, and baby Victoria Danielle Daniels. We thank you for the new ones who's coming into this earth, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for their salvation when it's time. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing for all the mothers. And, Lord, I thank you for my friend Carolyn Bijou. I thank you for the Davis family. Lord, her mother is a mother to me. Her mother took care of me during Katrina, right before Katrina. I lived with her mother for 2 months. So I thank God that Sister Beatrice Davis is a mother to me. She's my spiritual mother, and I pray healing virtue throughout her body. I pray her strength, oh God. I thank you for her, oh God, training her children up in the way that they should go. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for every time she bent the knee and prayed for them. They many times we don't even know when our parents are praying for us. But, Lord, I thank you for praying parents, praying mothers, praying fathers. And I thank you, Lord God, for Miss Liddell, who usually come on, oh God. Bless her like never before. Let her have an excellent Mother's Day, oh God. And I thank you, Lord God, for the mothers who are right now on Bible Storyland, those who came on earlier. I pray a special prayer, a special blessing upon them. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the desires of their heart coming forth, oh God. And Lord, heal their bodies, keep them healthy and well. Strengthen them like never before. In Jesus' name, amen. Tashawn, are you there? All right, she may have her phone on mute. All right. Tashawn, are you there? Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Jackie Travis's family this morning. And I thank you for what you're doing in her husband, Bo. I thank you for what you're doing in Jackie. You're drawing them closer with you, closer with each other. Oh, God, I thank you for the right, their priorities being in order in Jesus' name. I thank you that they will put each other, put you first and each other next, oh, God, and their children next in that order. I thank you for Jackie's patience that she take care of on a daily basis, oh, God, the elderly. And we lift them up before you. We thank you for your healing virtue. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for keeping their mind stayed on you. I lift up Minister Huggins this morning, who come on and sing and give you glory on Bible Storyland. Heal his body. Keep him healthy and well. And, Lord, I lift up Francis's daughter, who's incarcerated. You know her. You know the hairs on her head. You know her fingerprints. You even know what prison she's in. You're there, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for being a peacemaker in her life. Put peace in her, peace around her. Give her salvation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let her be saved, Father God. I rebuke rebellion, stubbornness, oh God, which is the sin of witchcraft. And I pray, Lord God, for obedience upon this woman, Francis's daughter, who's incarcerated, oh God. Not only Francis's daughter, but I pray for all the daughters who's in prison, oh God, that they will be saved in prison. They will come out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Holy women of God, giving their bodies to you a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is their reasonable service. And Lord, I pray as well for the men who are incarcerated, that they would be saved, set free, delivered. Let deliverance come to our prisons, oh God, to the prisoners, and let them come out, changed, transformed, oh God, minds renewed in Jesus' name. And Lord, we say happy birthday to your servant again, Brother David, whom you've given all these years, 43 years of life, abundant life. And Father, bless him to have many, many more birthdays, oh God. And Lord, bless his family, his wife, Donna Emmanuel, and their two sons, oh God. Keep a hedge of protection around the whole family. And we bless and honor you, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for the Davis family, the Bijou family. Oh God, I thank you for keeping them close by your side. I thank you that they are healthy and well. I thank you, Lord God, that every need is met. I thank you, Lord God, for healing, salvation for those who are not saved. I thank you for I thank you for Sister Davis, oh God, who is that matriarch in the family. Oh God, I thank you for her birthing her daughters and her sons. Oh God, 4 children into this world. I thank you for the children that they birthed, and I thank you for the grandchildren that came through her and her husband, oh God. So we bless and honor you, and we thank you, Lord. I thank you for each and every person that came on Bible Storyland this morning. I thank you for each and every speaker. Oh God, I thank you, Lord God, for Robin. I thank you, Father God, for Robin Thomas, for Tashana LaPierre, for Cornelia Fed, oh God. I thank you for Breland Harris and her mother, Mother Harris. I thank you for Zachary James, oh God. I thank you for Donna Hawkins and Karen Itell. I thank you for Jackie Travis. And I thank you, Lord God, for Minister Stacy, who usually come on with the girls. Bless each and every family represented here. I thank you for the guests that came on, oh God, who didn't say a word on the show, on Bible Storyland, but listened attentively, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for blessings, running them down and taking them over. So we bless you today, Lord God. I thank you for Rosemary James, who allowed her grandson, Zachary James, to come on today in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we just thank you, for you are God. You are Lord. You are holy. You are righteous King. You are the King of kings. You are Lord God, almighty in the heavens, almighty in the earth. No God great like you. You are Jehovah Jireh, our mighty provider. You are Jehovah Nisi, the banner that we need. You are everything that we need in a superabundant supply. So we lift your name on high. You said if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. Draw families that are not saved unto you, O God. Save every family member, O God, so that when we stand before you in the judgment, you can say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So, Father, we repent for every sin, every iniquity, every trespass and transgression, presumptuous sin. Excuse me, little foxes that spoil our vine. We honor you this morning as the great King. So it's closing time on Bible Storyland. I look forward to hearing from you next week on Bible Storyland. We will have joyful praise. Today was Family Day. We were honoring mothers on Mother's Day. Joyful praise next week. Dial in 1-619-789-4313. God loves you, and so do we. We love you so much, but his love is amazing. His love is everlasting. And God chastens those whom he loves to keep us on the path, just like our parents spank us to make sure we're doing the right thing, going the right way. The righteous, narrow way. So have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Bless you all. God's blessings upon you. Love you. Talk to you next Saturday, if not before. Hallelujah.